I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Springtime has arrived in the Mountain State, and it's alive and teeming with young wildlife. Occasionally, you're going to encounter that if you spend any time afield, but don't be misled into making a mistake when it comes to dealing with these young animals. We'll talk a little more about it when we come back.
The Jake's Youth Program has taught me so much about the outdoors.
For a long time, I had never realized what conservation was.
I know I'm doing my part to help wildlife.
I love being a Jake.
Whether you hunt or not, the Jake program has something to offer for everyone who likes the outdoors.
Children hold the key to the outdoors and wildlife, and the NWTF believes it too.
If you're a wildlife enthusiast, seeing a young animal is an exciting event. Generally, these tiny creatures are going to be hidden away in some obscure location as a means of protection. Biologist Rob Sylvester is manager of the West Virginia Wildlife Center in French Creek, and he says don't make the mistake of assuming that that animal is an orphan.
A lot of times, about 90% of the time, the animals haven't been abandoned. Their natural instinct is for the parents to leave that animal in that area and to hide it and to go on and do their thing. And people that stumble onto these things, particularly fawn deer, they haven't been abandoned. It's just that's the natural thing to do is to hide these things. And most people should just leave them alone and not bother them.
Those animals are, in fact, left there because they have no scent, and the adult will move away to keep predators from discovering the young. Fawns are the big thing about that right now, but the proliferation of bears makes a cub sighting quite likely as well.
Some of the timber operations now, separating cubs from the mother and things of that nature. I've had some experience with that, and generally, you know, if they leave the cubs there, the mother will come back and pick up those cubs.
Certainly, those are the ones we think about the most. But all of the wildlife in West Virginia is in high reproductive gear right now.
There's other things out there. You know, some of the old adages. My mother used to tell me that if you touched baby birds, the mother would smell them and then would not take care of the young. Well, birds can't smell.
Well, the best advice is to leave them alone altogether. If there is a situation, though, where they must be moved, then it's advisable to move them to a safe location and leave them alone then. Taking in and harboring that animal is never the right call.
The big thing you don't want people to do is you don't want people picking these things up and bringing them to their house because automatically they're in violation of our possession law.
Plus, the idea of rehabilitating an animal is really not as practical as you think.
Here at the Wildlife Center, we have a lot of people that think that all they need to do is pick these things up and bring them to us, and you know, we're going to nurse them back to health and put them out in the wild. And the stress of just handling those animals, they don't handle well with people handling them.
It's an exciting event to see a young fawn, a songbird, a turkey, bear, possum, coon, whatever, but it's an experience best shared through pictures or stories and not through interference. Mother Nature always takes care of her own in one way or the other. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.